Okay, let's get into Menachas Daf Kuvav. Menachas Kuvav, and we are on Kuvav Amud Aleph, a couple lines down. And we are in the last few Dafim here in Maseches Menachas, and we are in the 13th Perek, all about different types of Karbanos Mincha that were brought. The last point that we were talking about was the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara said that the Mishnah could even be according to Rabbi Shimon, even though the Mishnah says, what's the case we're talking about? A case where somebody says, I was Mefarish, but I don't know which one I said I was going to bring. So you have to bring one of all five. That's what the Tanakhama said. And the question is that like Rabbi Shimon? Because Rabbi Shimon says, maybe it should be more, because the Mafetanor could be any type of permutation of the chalos and the rakikin. So, according to Rabbi Shimon, wouldn't it have to be 14? So the Gemara says, no, maybe you make a tznai. Rabbi Shimon says you bring 10 of these and 10 of those, and then you make a tznai, and in that way, you will be able to bring them. We spoke a little bit about tznai when it comes to mitzvos, and the context that he brings it in is from a suffik mitzora, suffik nazir, and that context. Okay, so now the Gemara got into what kemitza do you do? And the tznan that you could have on the kemitzas. So the Gemara says now in the third line, if we took care of the flour, but what about the oil? V'ha ika moser shemen. What about the oil? Right? We know the oil is mixed into these menachos. So what do you do with leftover oil? Meaning what? Because we learned earlier that whether it's chalos or rekikin has different different actions that one has to do with the oil. The mechza chalos u'mechza rekikin amar, if he was noder, half chalos, half rekikin, so then moser ha-shemen machzir l'chalos. So then the extra shemen goes back to the chalos, ikulu rekikin amar, moser shemen echal ha-kohanim. And if it's all rekikins, then it goes back to the kohanim, right? We learned earlier, back on daf ayin hey amet aleph, we had a machlokes tanoim within the shita of Rabbi Shimon, right? Within the shita of Rabbi Shimon, we said, ketzad moshchan, or even going back to the Mishnah on ayin dalet amet beis, asks, how will we moshech? When oil goes into the karbanos, as we had in the Mishnah there, a few times. First you put some oil in beforehand, then you mix some oil in with the flour, and then you pour some on afterwards. Meshicha. So the Mishnah said, Ketzan moshchan kimin ki, v'ashar nechal l'kohanim. You mix it, you're moshech it like a key, a certain type of letter, as we'll talk about again, and then you give the rest of the kohanim. But the brisa there, related to Rabbi Shimon Shita, on Ayin Hamad Aleph, quoted, according to Rabbi Shimon, Mechza Chalas Mechza Rekikin, you can give five and five. So what do you do with the oil? There's a difference in halacha, what you do with the oil. The Mishnah, the brisa there says, Rekib Chalos, you have to do Belila, and Rekika, you have to do Meshicha. Chalos, you need the oil in with it, and Rekikin, you do Meshicha. What do you do? Machlokas. One opinion says you take the oil and you smear it on the entire surface of the rakik, and the shara shemen you give back to the chalos. And Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda says, no, you're moshech, you just do one little meshicha kimin ki, and the rest of the oil you give back to the kohanim. So, with that background, what are you supposed to do here? According to Rabbi Shimon, we said that, you know, you can make a tznai here, so we figured out what to do with the kemitza, and you can tznai in the kemitza, but what do you do with the oil? Do you give it to the Kohanim? Do you give it to the Machzor L'Chalos? So the Gemara says, Rav Shimon ben Yehuda. So maybe it's like Rav Shimon ben Yehuda's sheet to the second sheet that we just read. Did Tanya, Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, Omer Mishon Rav Shimon, Moshchan Kimin Ki, Omoser Hashem and Echal HaKohanim. So according to Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, everything goes back to the Kohanim. Both the Chalos and the Kikim are the same Mechayvim, the same demands for what you do with the oil, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem. But in a Chinami, according to the other Shita, you'd be stuck what to do with the oil. We discussed then, Achronim discussed a little bit, what's the Nekudas of Machlokas, whether one says, right, what's the Machlokas here? What do you do with the oil on the Rekikin? Do you smear the entire amount and then put the rest in the Challah? Or do you just do one symbolic little bit Meshicha and you give the rest to the Kohanim? So maybe, some of the Achronim suggest that maybe the Machlokas is whether Meshicha is a form of Belila. Whether it's something very different, a different type of avoda, putting something on, or something mixed in it's a different way of mixing in. Either you mix it like normally, like Belila, or you just put a representative mixing like on top. So the Chedusha of Aryalev, Machlokesh Nechluku Atanam Ba'ofan Meshichas Arikikin, Ma Osim Im Yasser Hashemen, Hu Biyasod Mitzvahs Meshicha Berikikin. How do you understand that halacha of Meshicha? The Tanakhama holds Meshicha Berakikin Omes B'makam Belila B'chalos. And therefore, you put some all over the surface, and then whatever's left, you put back in. While Rav Shimon ben Yehuda says, no, it's not Omes B'makam Belila, it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. Different Meshicha, right? Just like you have Meshicha of a Kohen Gadol and Meshicha of a Melech, you have Meshicha here. You do it a little bit on top, and the rest of it goes to the Kohanim. So that's the lumdus relating to that. Good. What is Moshan Kimin Ki? So remember we discussed that also back on Daf Ayin Hey. Kimin Ki Yevani. Like a Greek letter. The Greek letter Ki. So that is the shape of what I create as I pour the oil on. That's what I do. What's that? What type of letter is the Ki Yevani? So that was a discussion that we showed him. Rashi quoted there on Daf Ayin Dalet said it's like a letter Tess. It's like the letter Tess. Tosfos gives a couple of other pshatim. Tosfos says Kimin Gimel, V'yesh Befarshim Kimin Nun, or Kimin Kaf. Right, all different pshatim. What exactly is the Min Ki? Right, as for Beit HaManoach, we mentioned this then too. Why didn't you just say then Tess or Kaf or Gimel or the ones that it symbolizes? Says the Rabbeinu Manoach in Hilchos Sukkah. Hilchos Sukkah. What is this doing in Hilchos Sukkah? Because there it says, right, we know a sukkah could have two and a little for the walls. But where are those walls? Where are those walls? They have to be Kamin Ki. They have to be like that shape. The Rambam says, Perek Dalet Halacha Beis. Sukkah She'in Lo Shalosh Shvanos Psula. You have to have at least three walls. Ha'ilo She'in Tefanos Gemuros. Zu Bitsadzu. Kamin Gam. So then, Oseh Dofan, Sheish Baruch Bo Yisrael Tevach Amidu Baruch B'Shlosha, you have to add on a wall, right? If they're perpendicular to each other, they're okay. But if they are across from each other, parallel, that's a problem. Says Rabbeinu Manoach there, U'mash Amru Rabbo Seinu Kimin Gam, V'lo Amru Kimin Dalas, right? Dalas is the letter if they're perpendicular to each other. Shelo Ratzu L'ta'er L'osios HaKodesh Shum Davar Shelchol. They didn't want to be metair to describe using these holy letters any davar shalchol. Vizeme aflagas hagdolim kedusha satorah v'kvoda. Right? Because of the kedusha of the Torah. That's what he says. Sarach Ian, though, that what are we describing here? We're describing a sukkah. Right? That's not a davar chol. So I mean a sukkah, so what's so bad? What is this relating to the machlokas Rashi Rambam? You know, whether the chefza shel sukkah includes the walls or is only the schach? Right, machlokes, whether, when we say on daftesa mesecha sukkah, chal shem shemayim ala sukkah, and there's an isser hana, so is there that also on the walls, or only on the schach? So it's for sure on the schach, right, Rashi on daftes and sukkah. It's called a sukkah, al shem aschach. But what about the wall? So is he taking a stand on that? That is divrei chol? Probably not, but it is somewhat difficult to understand that this is divrei chol, and all the times that we have kimin ki here, where you're talking about a carbon mincha, talking about other types of the Meshicha, of the Malachim, of the Kohen Gadol, as we learned in Meseches Harios. But this is what he says, because there's Kedusha to the Osios. Right, and we know that. The Gemara in Shabbos goes through amazingly each one of the letters of the Aleph Beis. Right? This is not Stam a language, as we know, that people accepted to use. This was the language that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with the Lashon HaKodesh, as Rashi says on the Pasuk of Kimi Yishlu Kachazos. And the Gemara goes through the structure of every single letter of the Aleph Beis, right? Why is the letter, the leg of the Aleph facing the Beis? Why is the Dalas turned away from the Gimel, right? Aleph Bina Gemol Dalim, right? The first two, four letters of the Aleph Beis, Ben Adam Lamakom, Ben Adam Lachavero. Aleph Bina, learn Torah, that's Ben Adam Lamakom, and Gemol Dalim, right? Give to the poor. So that's the code, Kuf Dalim, Shabbos, the code of the Jewish alphabet, right? The secret is there, Kuf Dalim, and it goes through every one of the Aleph Beis, meaning there's something special. There's nothing unique about why a B looks like a B and why an R or an S looks like an R or an S. That's just what was accepted. But in terms of the Lashon HaKodesh, everyone is amazing. Just one thought on that, because it's open. The Shabbos Kuf Dalet, we go through every letter. There's this one amazing thought that I once heard on the Mems. It says, why are there two Mems? Ma'amar Satu, Mem Sucha Mem Stuma. An open mem and a closed mem, ma'amar pasuach, ma'amar satum. Right, an open mem, a ma'amar patuach, a ma'amar that you could be poteach and talk about. Yesh dvarim, Rashi says, shenasan rishus ladarshan, v'yesh adam etzuva lasotman. Right, Rashi says, you know, some things you can talk about, some things you can't talk about. Ma'isa markava. Or another pshat, some things that you understand and some things you don't understand. And you realize there's so much more. Shas starts off with a mem pasuach. Nevasaikarin. Shas Enzuah the Mem Sasum. Shemivarach Asamo Bashalom. Right? Mamar Pasuach Mamar Satum. We open up Shas. We start learning. We think it's Pasuach. We think we're going to talk. We're going to know. We're going to understand. And everything's going to be great and everything's going to flow. After we've been through it, we look back and we say, there's so much more that I didn't get. There's so much more that I have to try to do it again. And Mamar Satum. It's closed. It's a lot more there for me to understand. So that's what but again, that's a little bit. But again, Lashon HaKodesh is very special. Rav Nevenzahl writes in his Haggadah that he wondered, he said for years he's always wondered, why isn't there a bracha thanking Hashem for Lashon HaKodesh? It's so special and unique that we're given a gift of this language. So he says, Zeshonim niskasheisi, madua lo matzinu hodayam yuchedes al Lashon HaKodesh ezachinu ba. Why not? She lashon shekula kodesh, lashon shemalache hasharis mishtam shebo. Why isn't there a special bracha? Right? Whether you hold like the Rambam or the Ramban, I might add. Right? We've quoted this in the past. The beginning of Kisisa, the Ramban quotes the Rambam in the Moreh Nevuchim. Why is it called lashon hakodesh? It's inherently kodesh because there's no negative, dirty word, so to speak, in lashon hakodesh. Right? Everything has a beautiful way of saying it. And a non-inherently negative. While the Ramban says, no, it's because the Kodesh Baruch Hu created the Torah, created the world with Lashon HaKodesh, he spoke to the Nevi'im with Lashon HaKodesh. Whatever one says, we should make a bracha. So says the Rav Nevenzahl, he thinks it's not a separate bracha, but it's included. On Yantif, when we say, V'romam tanu mikol lashon. That's what we could have kavana. When we say that phrase, we thank the Kodesh Baruch Hu for Lashon HaKodesh, hodaya al Lashon HaKodesh, bechlal bracha acheres. Well, we say Lashon HaKodesh, Ram Tanami Kol Lashon, right? Why do we focus on that? Because we have to realize the special quality that we have, the special language that we have. And Rabbeinu Menoach reflects that in our sugya. It's such holy letters, you don't want to use it by Dvarim Shalchol. Our only question is, but it's not Dvarim Shalchol that we're talking about, right? It's just measurements to use for Divrei Kedusha. Okay, but that's the ha'ara of language. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. So again, we're still within fitting Rabbi Shimon into the Mishnah, and now we figured out how we could even be like the Mishnah, and you make a Tanai. So now we're just going back on the general halacha. This is even now according to the Rabbanan. Right, what's the case? Let's remember. Right, I said I was mefarish a specific mincha. I don't remember which one. Tanakhama says you have to bring all five. And Rabbi Shimon says, maybe also, depending on what we just said. But I'm a layer of Kanal Ravashi. What do you mean all five? All the five listed in Vayikra in the beginning. What about, there's another possibility. Vaha ika l'sfuka b'minchas nesachim. Maybe he vowed to bring a minchas nesachim. And that's different shiurim, right? We learned that at the beginning of the last parak. Ha-minachos v'ha nesachim. Right? As we learned back on daf kuf amid beis, that you could bring just stam nesachim. So ika l'sfuka b'minchas nesachim. To amar rava, misnadiv adam minchas nesachim b'chol yom. You could give that as an adava. Not dafka. We know karbanos have libations with them. That's obligatory. But you could also be no dave. A minchas esachim. So maybe I should have to bring six because maybe I suggested that one. So Gemara says, you're right. If we really totally don't know, you'd have to bring another one. But here's the case is where he knows that he definitely did not mention minchas esachim. Why? Kikam estafkale simin yachid beglal avona belog mekamsa. Right, they're going to be the five chilukim that we are about to have. Ba biglal yachid, ba biglal tzibur lo mistafkale. He says, I definitely was no there a mincha that always comes with a yachid, but with a tzibur, the nesachim that also go with karbanos of a tzibur. No, I didn't. He says, I didn't do that. I didn't have that in mind. So therefore, we don't have to take that into account. Kikam mistafkale ba biglal atzma. Also, he says, I only have a suffix about ones that come independently. The Sakham are independent, and I definitely gave one of those. But not with ones that go with the carbon, and that's the Nesachim, as we've quoted at various times in this Pesachta, the independence of the Nesachim and the dependence. Right? We had Havaminas that don't think that the Nesachim are Ma'akev, the carbon, but we spoke about bringing Nesachim, right, 10 days after you bring the carbon. So they are independent. Machlokas, Tosfos, and the Rambam about whether you say Shira in that case if we bring it late. That's what we had the Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah. But Baba Lazel Mistafkale, so it's a chiluk. Kika third. Kika Mistafkale to Una Lavona. I wanted to give a carbon that has everything. Right? Shemen and Soles and Lavona. Sheena Tuna Lavona lo Mistafkale. Nesachem don't have Lavona. Kika Mistafkale Ba Belug. Ba Bishlosha Lug and lo Mistafkale. Only the a regular shep a nesachin. That's a nedava, which is only a lug of oil and not more. Kikam esdavka le tuuna kemitza. Only one that would need kemitza with its flour. And therefore, we don't have to worry about nisachim, minchas nisachim, being part of his nether. Okay. So next case of the Mishnah. Pirashti mincha shel esronim. Right, so let's go back. What was that case? Pirashti mincha shel esronim. This was the, towards the last case of the Mishnah. And I don't know how much. I don't know how many. So we paskin. You gave one. We assume it's all in one kliz. You have to give one of 60. One of 60. And Rebbe says, no, you have to give 60. 60 kalim. 1, 2, 3. You have to give 60 kalim, each with going up in amount, that number of isronos. So Tana Rabbana, Pirashti mincha v'kavati b'kli echad shel isronim. Right, I was mefarish in mincha, but I said in one kli. Ve'eni yodek ma pirashti, yavi mincha shel shishim isronim divrei chachamim. As we just said, you bring one kli of 60. Rebbe Omer, yavi mincha shel isronim me'echad v'ad shishim. You have to bring 60, one of 1, one of 2, one of 3, one of 4. And if you do the math, Shein Elef Ushmonameos Ushloshim. 1,830 Asronim. That's a lot of menachas. That's how much he has to bring. Just to make sure he fulfilled his nether. Right? There's a calculation. Tosis here goes through the mathematical equation. When you have to figure out the numbers from 1 to 60, and you add them all up, you know, how do you figure that out without just adding, you know, doing a slow addition. Okay, that's one case. Pirashti ve'eni odea. What about this case? So we have to add on a little bit. I definitely said exactly what I was going to bring. Ve'eni odea ma pirashti. I don't know which one. The ezaman pirashti. Ve'eni odea kama pirashti. I don't know which one, and I don't know how much. So then, yavi. So the first case was just, you said you don't know how much. So you have to bring, pick one and do 60. But here, you specified which one, and you don't know how much, so you have to bring each one 60, according to the Tanakhama. Yavi chamesh menachos shal shishim shishim esronim. So you have to bring, to have to cover, you don't know which one you brought, according to the Tanakhama, so you have to bring one kli of 60 for each of the five. Shein shlosh meos, right, 60 times 5, 300 esronim, divrei chacham. Rebbe Omer, no, Rebbe, you have a problem. You have to bring 1 to 60 for each one, for each of the five. So you have to do that number times 5. Rebbe Omer Yavi Chamesh Menachos Shel Shishim Isronim Me Echad Vad Shishim Shehein. All together, Tisha Salafim Umeya Vechamishim. 9,150 are the Isronos that you have to bring. So now, fine, that's just another application of the same type of halacha. But Maika Miflagi, what's the Nekudas HaMachlokas here? Why does Rebbe say that you have to bring each one of them, 1 to 60, and you can't just have 60, and included in this is my neder? And the other one would be a nedava. So the Gemara is going to quote five different pshatim for the machlokas. What's the nekudas machlokas? Number one, Amar Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says, and Rashi says, according to Rav Chisda, everybody agrees that you're not allowed to have the flour of a chova and nedava in the same kli. If I give a kli, mincha, a 50 esronim, so I can't have 20 and 30. I can't mix nedava and chova in the same kli. So given, Rav Chisda says, given that's true, what's the machlokas amount? And therefore, let me just add this, and therefore, you can't have a case where you're going to bring one kli and say, well, part of this is going to be my neder and the rest will be my nedava. That's not going to work according to anybody. So what do you do? So then why do the Rabbanan just say, why does the Tanakhama say all you have to do is bring one kli with 60? Why does that work? Amar Rav Chisda, bimutur lahachnas chulun la'azara kamiflagi. The machlokas is whether you are allowed to bring in chulun la'azara. You're not allowed to shecht chulun ba'azara. Right? What about just bringing in chulun la'azara? So that is the question, right? The Rashbam points out elsewhere that it's an issur d'rabbanan. He assumes to bring it in at most. But this is the issue. Rebbe Sava, Rebbe who says that you have to bring, again, you don't know which one, you said, you don't know how many you have to bring. You could bring any of them, so you have to bring 60. You have to choose one and 60. You have to bring 60 kalim. The first one with one issur and the second one with two isronos. The chulu. Why? Rebbe Savar Asar Lachos Chulun La'Azara. Because according to Rebbe, what are you going to say? You're going to bring one kli with 60 and then say what? And then make a t'nai? Whatever part of this was my nether is my nether, and the rest is what? The rest is a nedava? But you're not allowed to have a nether and a nedava in the same kli. Chov and a nedava in the same kli. What's the other way you can make a t'nai? And the rest of it is chulin? You're not allowed to bring chulin ba'azara. So according to Rebbe, you're stuck. And that's why you have to bring 60 separate kelim and say, whichever one is for my neder, that's for my neder, and the other ones are for nedava. Right? And neder and nedava could be in separate kelim, but that's why, according to the Rebbe, you have to do 60 different kelim. V'rabbanan savri mutter lahachnes chulun lazara. No, you're allowed to bring chulun lazara. And therefore, all you have to do is bring one kli with 60 esronos and make a tznai. Whatever in here is for my neder is my neder, and whatever is not is chulin. Is chulin. Not nedava, because you can't have neder and nedava in the same kli. So whatever is not is chulin, and there's no isser of bringing chulin la'azara. Right? That is the shita of the Rabbanan. The sugya of Havas Chulun La'azara, again, is a machlokes tanoim, about its how wide-ranging is the Isser, but the Rambam discusses this. The Rambam discusses this. We've quoted this in Hilchas Shechita. The Rambam in Perek Beis of Hilchas Shechita. The Rambam says, you're allowed to shecht anywhere in the world, except in the Azara, Chulin. B'chol makom mutar lishchot, we'll get to this in Meseches Chulin, coming up next week. B'chol makom mutar lishchot chutz min Azara. She'shochtem b'Azara elikashim mizbeach bovad. Ava Chulin atzol lishchot shochtem b'Azara. You know what a shecht chulin in the Azara, bein behema, bein chaya, bein of. You know what a shecht anything in the Azara. And the Rambam continues, if I do shecht in the Azara, the basar is tahar, it's not nevela, but asr b'hanah, kabasar b'chalav, v'chulu. But then the Rambam says, v'lo behema v'chaya bovad, ela kol hachulin asr l'hagnisan l'Azara. The Rambam paskins. Not only is there an isser of shechitas chulin ba'azara, but hava'as chulin ba'azara. Afilu, and then here's the mysterious line with the six-column Mishneh Lamelech, right? Afilu basar shchuta operos vapas. Even just bringing in shechted meat. I have shechted chulin meat. I just bring that into the Beis HaMikdash. Or I bring fruit. I bring my sandwich. Pas. Bring my sandwich. I'm a Kohen. I was like, I don't know what, if I, there's going to be enough for me to eat today. So I'll bring my bread. The Rambam says, if you bring chulin ba'azara, that's also aser. V'im avra ve'echnison, but if you did bring it in, mutar ba'achila kishahayu, it's mutar to eat, v'dvarim elu kulan divrei kabbalah hein. This is divrei kabbalah, v'kal ha'shochin chulin ba'azara. O ha'ochel k'zayis mi'basar chulin shishchud ba'azara, makras ha'makas mardis. If I shecht chulin ba'azara, or I eat from a k'zayis of chulin that was shechted in the azara, makas mardis. The Rambam does not talk about, is there a punishment for just bringing chulin ba'azara? And also, how wide-ranging is this? The Rambam's examples are shechted meat, fruit, and bread. What happens if I just bring a pen into the Azara? Chulin. A chair, a table. Is that included in the Isser? Or is it only something that is shayach to be used as a karban? That's a zilzal of the makam hamikdash. Something that can be used as a karban, and it's not. So that's what's the problem of havas chulin ba'azara. That's the question, that's the suffix of the Mishneh Lamelech, because even the Rambam's examples are meat, okay, that could be a karban, fruit, that could be bikurim, pas, could be mincha. So, is he saying even these, but he could have said even something even more far-fetched from the Beis HaMikdash. So that is this discussion, part of the discussion of this Mishneh Lamelech. Be'ez ha'chulin wa iser baza nechleku ha'rishonim. Rabbein mi pshat devar rabbeinu nirad dekol davar shehu chulin aser lachnes bazara. Af shehu davar she'ein dugmasa kar v'gabeh mizbeach. Anything. These are just examples. But he quotes the Rashba, who says, Shalom Nira lo divar abeinu, elam kein daitol omar, eat, the Rashba thinks only something that could be used in, as a karban, unless the Rambam is saying that. Unless the Rambam is saying that, so that is the discussion of the, part of the discussion of the Mishneh Lamelech. He goes into discussing a lot of other things, but either way, that's this issue of chulin, of chulin bazar. To be machlokes chulin bazar, that's the root machlokas here between Rebbe and the Rabbanan. Number one. Number two. There's an important comment that could be on both of these. Let's first do number two. Rava Amar Dukulayama, really? Both. Both Rebbe, who says you have to bring 1 to 60, and the Rabbanan Tanakama, who say you just bring one kli with 60. Rava Amar Dukulayama, asal achlokes chulin bazar. You cannot bring chulin bazar. So you can't make this type of tanai and say whatever is not going to be for the mincha. Neder is chulin. You can't say that. The machlokas here is, could I have in the same kli flour for a minchas chova, which is a neder, and minchas nedava? So basically the same type of machlokas, but instead of chulin, make it nedava. Rabbanan savri mutalarif chova ben nedava. You're allowed to. Therefore, you just have to bring one kli with 60 and say whatever in here is supposed to be my neder will be for my neder, and the rest will be nedava. No problem. And then just give that, because you're allowed to be ma'ariv chovah ben adava. For Rebbe Savar, also la'ariv chovah ben adava. And Rebbe says, no, it's aser to be ma'ariv chovah ben adava, and therefore you can't do this. And therefore you have to have separate kalim for each one. Stop there for a moment. There is a question here that the Ola Shlomo, or Shlomo Lipschitz, brings up. And that is, let's say, you know, I bring the, according to the Rabbanan, let's say you bring one kli with 60. And I say, whatever in here is the chova should be for the chova, and the rest should be nedava. What happens if 59 of it was supposed to be nedava, and one is chova? I promise only to bring one isaron. So in this kli, you have one isaron of chova, 59 isronos of nedava. Isn't that bittel? Shouldn't you say it's bittel, and how could that work for your nether then? It's bittel. Batal midaraisa says the Esther Ola Shlomo. Kashali, nechush, shema haneder hu amiut, u batal barov, chulin. The min bamino, minatora, batal barov. Even min bamino, you don't have to have 59 to 1. Right? You could have a little bit more, majority, bittal barov. So, why are you allowed to rely on this, right? If the chova is a miut, you have a problem, because you're relying on bittal. And we know, Bittul is a halacha that we have to follow. Holchanach Arov. The Pischei Tshuva in Yaradeya says, if we don't rely or follow laws of Bittul, Chayshin and Shem Apikarasu. Right? There's no chumra. If something is Bittul, it's Bittul. So, how do we answer this? So it says, Ola Shlomo, maybe it's based on the Mordechai in Chulin. The Mordechai at the end of Mesechas Chulin, discusses the principle that we know that there's different liquids of Zav that are Matame. Different liquids of Azov. Or, let's say in this case, then we'll relate it to Mitzorah. Right, the Gemara says in Nazir that the Shechva Zera of Azov is Metame, because there's definitely Ziva in the Shechva Zera of Azov. So ask the Mordechai, but it's Bata Barov. Or, let's say another case. Let's say there's the spit, the saliva of a woman in the process of chalitza. Let's say she spits, the Gemara talks about, and she spits blood. That's what comes out of her mouth. So the Gemara says, yeah, it's Efshad, there's no saliva in there either, so it's gonna work. Bittul Barov. Why didn't you say Bittul? So you should ignore the Ziva, you should ignore the saliva. So it says the Mordechai, Bittul does not apply where this is its natural state. It wasn't two items that became mixed. This was the natural state. So there's no bittul. They coexist originally, and they continue to coexist. Dekal davar ha-me'urav mitchilas b'ryaso, lo bittul. Right, that's the yesod in Ilchas Bittul of the Mordechai at the end of Meseches Chulin. So says the Ola Shlomo, Asi Shapir, Hacha, dekal d'mataroves here, when did it become a problem? Only when all the flour is in there. That's when it became kodesh. It's already all b'taroves.
There's
no bittul if it starts off bitarovitz. It's not like you have something that's usher or something that's mutter that falls in. This is similar, it's not exactly the same, but it's similar to what Tosfos says in Maseches Temura. And the Ritva also says it's in Yuma, but the Tosfos in Temura, Daf Lamed Amar Aleph, Tosfos asks, I'm going to get to this by the Shem in a minute soon. Tosa says, why should anything ever be usur in a mixture? Why don't you say, take out, right, you have a mixture and something treif is in here, right? There's one treif, whatever it is, hamburger amongst all the other hamburgers. Why don't we say, take one out and brera, this is the one that was usur. So nothing should ever be usur because of a mixture. So you know there's an answer to that kasha. That's what he says. Tosfos asks. He says, "Yesh lo tamua tahacha mashma shem iser meurav beheter nota lo iser v'somchen al breira lo mar shezeho iser shenistalek v'yemkein b'kol iser hameurav beheter nismach al breira v'nishkol kashir ha iser v'idach lishteru." So you know you can't say that. So he quotes the Omer Mori, "Klal gadol bedinze devadai." Kol davar shechuvrar ha'isur mitchila v'achar kach nis'ariv beheter lo samchina na breira. Breira does not apply where there were two items that then got mixed up together. Right? You don't say breira there. There's a mixture. Kivan de ta'aruv aso ha'ya be'isur. When it got mixed up, it was be'isur. Aval hani ta'aruv usan beheter. When two things are heter, and it's not usur yet, Or Brera generally are things that were never separated, right? A Yerusha, which you didn't split up yet. Or you don't know if the person is coming from the east or the west. All those cases, Kia Isser Lohay Mavur Kodem Taruvaso, Uliachar Hatarovas Nola Isser Aslam Chinana Brera. Right? The Ritva and Dafi Yuma Dafnane says the same, has the same daya. But again, that's a similar idea. There's a difference between whether the items had independent status before and then got mixed in, or they started off being Bita'arovas. Good. Again, Bittul is a big topic. It comes up a lot in Psachim and a lot in Chulin. So, by the Shem, we have, again, it comes up later in Chulin, not towards the beginning, really, but it's something to talk about. Just one other source related to Bittul, a Kabbalistic source. Kabbalistic source, Rabbi Yosef Engel. Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Beis HaOtzar writes on the in the entry on Ein Mevatzlim Isser L'Chachila. So we know we paskin generally that's in Issa D'Rabbanan. There's a Raiva that says it's Daraisa, but we generally paskin. You're not allowed to Mevatel Isurim. Right, if I want a little milky texture in my chicken soup, I'm not allowed to put in a less than shishim amount of milk in order to give it a little texture, in order to give it a little bit. No, you're not allowed to do that. Bishogeg, okay, but b'mezid, not allowed to do that. Ein mevatlin isel chadchila. So the Beis HaOtzar quotes a thought from the Mekubalim. The Mekubalim. He says, whenever bittul takes place, it's because it was bishogeg, and Hashem wanted the Nitzotzos HaKadusha in this Isser to be raised up and uplifted. And therefore he put it into the Heter, and then that's why it could be used in the Heter. But you can't force the issue. You can't decide yourself that you're going to be Ma'ala the Nitzotzos HaKadusha on purpose, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell you yet. Okay, the Mekubalim. De'inyin Heter ve'Isser Ma'achalos Hu Mipa'as Shaha Mutarim Hanukudas Hakadusha Shabahem Roy Vaome Lahalos Ide Achilas Adam. The Elu Haisurim Hanukudas Hakadusha Shabahem Asur Vaagudbam the Ainzman Tikuno Adayin. Ubahagiyas Matikuno Hashem Isbrach Mesabev Sheyis Arev Behaterim Vyuvtal Vyukshra Ide Aze Achilas Adam. VM Kane Iloya Mutter Lavatel Vayahakom of Alan Isurim Stam Imkin Harayaha Osin Bamas Negat Inyana Isur Shadayan Ainzman Latikuno Vechero. That's the Kabbalah for the day. But that's the Eim Avadlan Yisrael Achila, that Bittul applies when HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides for it to apply. But it's not that we could do it ourselves. Okay, so we just had the second approach. What's the Nekudas HaMachlokas between Rebbe and the Tana Kama? Either they argue about whether you're allowed to be Machnas Chulam Azara, or they argue about whether you're allowed to be Ma'ariv Chova Benedava in the same kli. Continues the Gemara. Amar le Abaye la Rava l'Rabbanan to Amri Muta la Arif Chovah ben Adav. According to Rabbanan, who said it's not a problem, and that's why you can just bring one kli with 60 habina shnei kamatzim. But if it's neder and Adava, don't you need two kamitzas, two different minchas? The kamitz for other kamitz. You're right. Do two kamitzas. Take one out and then take the other one out from your one kli of 60 Yisrona. But one second, if it's two, when you take it out, then you might be taking out from one on the other. Not going to work. You make it dependent on the Das Kohen, meaning the Omar. When the Kohen puts his hand in first, you say, this should be the Kometz for the Chova on the Chova, and then the Nadava on the Nadava. And therefore, it's in the Kohen's hands, and that's what he's deciding right now. The Chazon Ish says, Brera. That's what's going on here. Brera is going on here, and that's why the Chazon Ish leaves it Petzorach Iyun, but Rebbe doesn't hold the Brera in other sugyas of Brera. Right, Brera, the principle of, when something is not clear, are we allowed to see the roots of the clarity that happens in the future, Lemafreya in the past? Are we allowed to see that? So says the Chazon Ish here in Menachos, Simin Chav Tes Os Yud Dalid. This seems to be based on Brera, and therefore it's Tzarach Iyun, because Rebbe and Gittin, Daf Mem Zayin, does not hold the Brera. Number one. Number two, the other question you could ask is, this is about a Daraisa, and we generally assume Bidaraisa ain Brera, Bidarabanan Yesh Brera. That's what we usually assume. So if it's based on Brera, we have a difficulty. So if we look back in the Ola Shlomo, big day through for the Ola Shlomo here. Rav Shlomo Lipschitz says, it's not Brera here. Brera means you have to have something go backwards. Here, no. It's just that he's saying, when the Kohen decides, he'll decide. And what it is then, that's the moment that we need it to be a Chover and a Dava. Nothing has to go backwards here with Brera. Says the Ola Shlomo, Venirali. De'ein kavanas a gemara lomar da'anu de'tolabadas Kohen. Ella, Hachanami, bedati to Kohen, talya milasos. Eza shiir to chove benadava. The ain't zorach lomer, the shakamat zakoin l'shem chova, huvar de meikar hokash l'shem chova. You don't need to go backwards at all. Ela kiva de mevara hashta, sagi. Right now. Right now, it's enough. Just like he quotes in the Chazal and Erevin, that when you have birds, when you give birds to a Kohen, two birds, one's going to be an Ola, one's going to be a Chatas. So he could decide. When he decides to be Shecht one for an Ola, one Shecht for a Chatas, that's what it is. Ein kinim is parashas Ela Oba Lekichas Abayalam Oba Asiyas Kohen. And therefore here too, you do not have to rely on Breira, says the Ola Shlom. Good. Weiter. V'yaktura hechi miktar. So how do you burn these? So you two kematzim. And how do you burn them? Lichter nedava bereisha. What, you're going to burn the nedava on bereisha? That's a problem. The chova hechi maktula. But then the chova you're not going to be able to be maktir. Why? Dilma kula chova. Maybe the whole thing, all 60, is supposed to be a chova. So what you took out already is a chisaron. The chasru lahul shirayim, and they're the shirayim that are left over that you're supposed to have are not here anymore because you already were maktir the nedava, but maybe there was no nedava and there's a problem. V'yomar mar shirayim shechasru bekemitza laktara ein maktir komets alan. You're not allowed to be maktir a komets if they're shirayim already chaser. So you can't do the nedava first. Lichter chova bereisha, and if you want to say you do the kemitza of the chova bereisha and then give that to the nedava hechi maktula, then you can't do the nedava. You can't be maktula the nedava, the potential nedava. Why? The dilma kula chovi. Maybe as we said earlier, maybe the whole thing is a chova. So therefore, once you do the first kemitza, everything left is shirayim. It's supposed to be eaten. And there's an iser. V'chol shehu mimenu le'ishim haru b'ataktiru. Anything that becomes mutter and is no longer supposed to be burned, you can't burn. So you're going to take this kemitza of the potential nedava, if there was a nedava, and then burn it? You know how to do that. So Amar Bihuda, Breder, Shreman Pazi, Demasik Lulashem, Eitzim. Maybe you're maktir it, but you have in mind that it's not really supposed to be the mitzvah of burning something on the Mizbeach, but it's supposed to be just like fuel. Uke Rebbe Eliezer, like Rebbe Eliezer says in a few places, D'tanya Rebbe Eliezer Omer, the iser of burning something on the Mizbeach that you're not supposed to burn is only if you have in mind that it's supposed to bring Reach Nichoach to Hashem. But you're allowed to be malid, so to speak, in a neutral way. L'shem Eitzim. Good. That's all, though, number two. Number two pshat of the Machlokas. Omrele Rav Acha Brei Rav Ravashi. Number three. V'dilma dekuli alma mutter la'arif chove ben adava. Maybe everybody agrees. Even Rebbe agrees. You could have Chov and Nadav in the same kli. V'hacha b'Rebbe Eliezer k'miflegi. Maybe they're goofa arguing on this last point. Rebbe Eliezer, you're allowed to do everything, but the question is this last problem. How you maktir the komets of Nadava? If you're supposed to eat it, then you can't be maktir it. You can't put it on the fire. So, l'shem eitzim. So maybe that's the machlokas, whether the concept of l'shem eitzim works. D'rabbanan is l'hu d'Rebbe Eliezer, v'Rebbe les l'hu d'Rebbe Eliezer. Maybe that's goofa the machlokas. In this case, so Mar said, no, that can't be. Omer le, isal kadadach le Rebbe, mutalarif chove ben adava, uj Rebbe Eliezer lesle. If Rebbe really holds, you can mix it all together. Chove ben adava in the same kli. And the only problem is Rebbe Eliezer, there's another way I could get out. Not having Rebbe have to bring 60 different types of kelim. Efshar demaisi shisin b'chad mana v'chad b'chad mana. You just require him to bring two kelim. One of 60, one of one. Umagaluhu v'kamitz, and then touch them together, and do kemitza. Meaning what? Rashi explains. Rashi says, first you take kemitza from the gadol, from the 60. Umas, then you make a tznai. Ikula chova. If this whole 60 is exactly what I'm supposed to bring chova, then fine. This kemitza is for the chova, and the one in the other one is an adava. But if only, let's say 35, if only part of this is supposed to be a chova, so then the rest of it is nadava connected to the other one in the other kli, and do a kemitza from that one. And that works for the nadava. So if the issue, he didn't hold like Rebbe Eliezer, and he holds mutar la'arev, then this could work. But he doesn't say this, so it must be that that's not true. So we reject Rav Acha Barei D'Rava's suggestion. Rav Amar number four. Dekulei Alma mutar la'arev chova ben adava. Really, maybe again, everybody agrees to that. Dekulei Alma is l'd Rebbe Eliezer. So what's the issue? What's Rebbe's issue? V'hacha b'plukta Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov Rabbanan kamiflaki. The machlokes is about the oil. Right, the machlokes we had earlier. Right, about whether you bring one lug per isaron or one lug per everything. Machlokes tanoim. Ditzanan, the Mishnah said earlier, afilu mincha shel samach isaron, nosin la lug samach lug. The Tanakhama held that No matter how many Esronos you have one lug parallel to each of the Esronos. Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, no. Afilu mincha shal shishim yisaron, ein lo ela luga, only one lug. Shenemar la mincha velug shaman. That was the machlokas. And remember we had earlier, what about according to the shita of Rabbi Zeira, kolaroi labila, is that only according to Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, or not? That was the Rashi that we had a couple of days ago when we spoke about this on Daf Kuf Gimel, I think. Kuf Gimel Amid Beis, Kuf Gimel Beis in the Rashi there, and we noted the Rashi earlier from Daf Yud Ches. Okay, so maybe the machlokas here is about Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and the Rabbanan. In which way? So the Gemara explains, Rabbanan, Savri, Karabanan. The Rabbanan here, we say you only drink one kli of 60. They are like the Rabbanan, Da Amri, Samach Lug, V'kol Chad V'chad, Isaron, Luga, Kashakel. You bring one kli of 60 and you put 60 Lugan in. Because whether it's a chova, whether it's an adava, it requires 60 lug. So that works fine. The Rebbe Savri, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. The problem is Rebbe holds like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov that says every mincha only gets one lug. The Amar ain't lo ela luga. V'lo yadina ni chada mincha hi, tesag lebe chad lug, itre shemenacha zinu diminin shunei lugin. Right. You only need one lug. No matter how big. So you can't just bring one kli of 60 and put one lug in. Because maybe there's a lot of flour in here that's not part of Yehovah. That's what you have to bring each and every number. And finally, number five, Ravashi Amar, Bekatan Vevi Gadol Kamiflagi. Maybe it's a general machlokes about when you're supposed to bring something small and you bring something big. Do you say the principle of how it's called elsewhere, Yesh Bechlal Masayim Mana? Right, the small is included in the big. So it's okay just to bring the big because the small is included. Rabbanan Savri, Katan Vevi Gadol Yatza. Rabbanan Savri, Katan Vevi Gadol Yatza, it works. Because you brought more, inclusive of your neder. But Rebbe Savar lo Yatzah. Rebbe said, no, you're not Yotzeh. If you said Katan, you have to bring Katan. Right? This comes up many different places, right? What about the Ashir and the Ani? Remember that case? The Sugis, if somebody's high of a carbon Ani and they bring a carbon Ashir, are they Yotzeh or not? Right? Pashas, they are Yotzeh. There's a line in the Sefer Chinuch that they're not. Difficult line. But either way, this is the number five. So Gemara says, Va'ifaga b'chad zimna. But we have this machlokas already. We'll have this machlokas on tomorrow's daf. Ditznan. By animals. Katan vevi gadol. If I took a neder to bring a small animal as a carbon, and I brought a big one, yatsa, Rebbe Omer lo yatsa. So they have the same exact machlokas over there. So why do you have to have a machlokas both by animals and by minchas? So Gemara says, Shricha, you need both of them to eat. Mar baha, if you only had here, baha kami rabban, and that's where the rabban say that you could just add on and bring a gadol, mishum di'idi v'idi, komitsu. They're both, what does the mizbeach get? Just the komets. Doesn't matter how many astronos you bring, the mizbeach is only going to get one komets, so that's why maybe the rabban say it's okay. Aval hasan to kanafishi emurim, but by a big animal, you're putting more on the mizbeach. More than maybe what you said and what you promised, say Mamodele the Rebbe. Maybe there they would agree to Rebbe that you're not supposed to bring the gadol. You're not yotzei with the gadol because the mizbeach is getting more than it's supposed to get. The iyat Rabbi Yahi and the opposite. And if you only had that case, b'ha'ikam a Rebbe, maybe Rebbe said it's only a problem over there where the mizbeach is getting too many imurin. Aval b'ha'im Mamodelehu l'rabbanan. Tzricha, but here maybe they agree to the Rabbanan that 60 is enough. Katan nechlal and gadol tzricha, that's what you need. The machlokas in both places to say that they argue in both places. Good. Simin, Eitzim, Zav, Yain, Ola, Toda, Shur. That's the simin for the next couple of Mishnayos. Okay, says the Mishnah. Hare Ola Eitzim. Other cases of volunteering and giving towards the Beis HaMikdash. Somebody says, I hereby promise to bring wood to the Beis HaMikdash. A carbon eitzim, so to speak. Lo yifchos, or machlokas, we'll see whether this is talking about just a carbon eitzim, or I promise to bring wood to burn other carbonos on. So, hari ala eitzim, lo yifchos mishnei gizirin. But if you promise, you have to bring two logs. At least two big logs to the Beis HaMikdash. Lavona, lo yifchos bikometz. If you promise to bring lavona, so then it can't be less than a kometz. Kometz of lavona is the smallest shear. And chamisha kematzim heim, and there are really five kematzim, five areas in halacha where kometz plays a role. Right? We had this earlier quoted. Ha'omer, number one. Ha'omer, ha'ra'ela lavona, lo yifchos bikometz. Number one is our case. So if I hereby promise to bring a lavona, so then I have to bring a kometz. Hamanadev mincha, yavima kometz, lavona. If I make a net, giving an adava as a mincha, I have to bring a kometz lavona with it. Hamalas hakometz lachutz chayev. The isser of halas chutz by mincha, the shear is a kometz. If I'm ma'ale a komet outside, I'm chayiv karis. Shnei bazichin, the two bazichin by the lechem hapanim, tu'un and shnei kmatzim. Each one gets a komets in there. Hare, period. So those are the five kmatzim. Various achronim bring up other types of komsin. Why aren't they on the list? Some suggest, some discuss, the Mikdash Dava discusses, what about shrumas hadeshen? How much deshen do you have to take out? You might have to take out a komets according to some shitas. So why isn't that... why isn't that listed here? So maybe they only list here, some say, komets biyad. You're not taking out the hot coals with your hand, even though that's the shear. So maybe that's why it's not listed here. Or there's a machlokas. The Mikdash Shabbat said, maybe this Mishnah argues on the Brisa, quoted in Yuma, and maybe there's a different shear for Trumas Hadeshen. Okay. Harei alai zav lo yifchos bidinar zav. If somebody says, I'm going to give gold to the base of English, they have to give at least a dinar of zahav. Kasef lo yifchos midinar kasef. Nechoshes lo yifchos mima'a kasef. Mo is bigger than dinar. Ask the Tzfas Emes. Why don't you say dinar nechoshes? Says the Tzfas Emes, it must be because a dinar of nechoshes is really not significant. It's not chashev at all. We don't assume that you're going to give that to the Beis HaMikdash. The Tzfas Emes didn't see it, but the Ritva in Shabbos Daf Tzadi gives the exact same answer. Right? Tosfos in the Tzfas Emes says, and with this answer, you can answer Tosfos Akasha in Shabbos Daf Tzadi. Tosfos in Shabbos Daf Tzadi says, ask this question, why ma and not dinar? No answer. The Ritva says, the Ritva there in Shabbos says, because a dinar nechoshes is not so chashev. It's exactly what the Tzfas Emes says here. He was mechaving to the words of the Ritva. Vaiter. Pirashti, veni adema pirashti. If I say, I set a certain amount what I have to bring, right? This amount of gold, but I don't know how much I specified. You have to give until the time you could say, I didn't have this in mind. Up until the time that it's a possibility, so then we say you have to keep giving. Once you reach the amount that there's no way I said this amount, then you can stop. Interesting. If you think about that, don't we usually have a principle of hamotzi mechaveiro alav araya? We're not motzi mamon mishum safek. And here it's the opposite. We're motzi mamon until it's vadai not a safek. Says Rabbi Chanan in the Kuntres Devei Sofrim. You don't see hamotzi mechaveiro when it comes to hektish. If I owe hektish, so then you don't say hamotzi mechaveiro. There's the opposite. There hektish has it until it's for sure that I don't owe. That's Rabbi Chanan's important ha'ara. Kuntres Devei Sofrim, simin hei. That's what he says. Rabbi Chanan quotes our Gemara. De legabe gavoa, ein adam muchzak klal lo begufo, velo b'mamono. We're not muchzak in anything. The Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin, in Sefer Shoftim also uses this in a totally, the Radvaz uses it in a totally different context. It just reminded me, but the language of the Rabbi Chanan here is, a person is not muchzak in his guf or in his mamon. The Rambam in Sanhedrin, when he writes that, ein adam mesim atzmo rasha, a person is not allowed to make himself into a rasha, and he's not allowed to come to Beis Din and say that, you know, I was Machal Shah, I ate Shreif, please whip me. Right, he's allowed to come and offer, because the Rambam says maybe he's a masochist, maybe it's somebody who likes pain, and therefore we can't give him punishments. Right, the Rambam at the end of the 18th parak of Sanhedrin. So the Radvaz on that Rambam says, has a beautiful lashon. He says, Ve'efshar lasis ksas tam, lefisha e nafsho shel adam kinyano, ela kinyan HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our bodies don't belong to us. Belongs to Hashem. Shenemar in Yecheskel hanefashos lihena. Hilkach, you can't come to be chayev malchus or misa v'chulu. Other people, okay, that's the din. Apishnayim edim yakum davar. But that's the Radvaz. The Radvaz there in Yudches Vav. Yudches Vav is similar to that, this Kuntres Devei Sofrim in a totally different context. But again, Yudches Vav. Okay, a little bit more of the Gemara, and then we'll stop. Tana Rabbanan says the Gemara, Karban, Milamechim is not even Eitzim. That word Karban, at the beginning of Vayikra, Perek Beis, tells me that you're allowed to give a Karban of Eitzim. V'kamash ne'gzirin, v'cheinu omer, v'hagorolos, hipalnu al Karban, ha'Eitzim. Rebbe omer, Eitzim Karbanim. Rebbe says Eitzim is not just you're allowed to bring it, it's called a Karban. L'may nafgemina, tunin melach. You have to salt the wood before you put it on the Mizbeach. But tunin hagasha, you have to bring it close to the corner of the Mizbeach. Amar Rava, uladivrei Rebbe, eitzim tunin kemitza. And according to Rebbe, you have to do kemitza. What would you have to do? Right? Rashi says earlier, you're going to have to pulverize the wood until it comes very, like, small, and then do a kemitza. What do you do with the leftover wood from the kemitza? Right? Tosfos says you burn it. Tosfos right here says you burn it. Rabbeinu Gershom on the next daf says, you give it to the Kohanim. Okay, what are they going to do with sawdust? Either way, but this is kemitza. That's what Rava says. Amar Rav Papa, l'devrei Rebbe, eitzim shrichan eitzim. And according to Rebbe, eitzim shrichan eitzim, meaning whenever somebody says they're going to give a karbon, they have to make sure that there's also wood there to help burn the karbon. So here, if you give a karbon of eitzim, that can't be itself. You have to have other eitzim in order to burn this karbon. Okay, either way, this is other issues relating to different types of nedavis and what I meant and the minimum amount that Beis Din's going to make you give. We'll talk more about this, and the next stop gets into what if I say I want to give wine, I want to give other items as we head into the home stretch, the last four dafim coming up of Maseches Menachos. Okay, we'll have to stop here.